Here's Byron and Francine Parola with Smart Loving, tips for vibrant marriages and family life.
The other day, we got a lovely thank you letter from one of the couples who had done one of our marriage courses. They had received so much benefit from the course, it was really touching to hear their feedback, and it helped us to reconnect with the value of our work.
And today we're talking about that great topic, appreciation.
We all love to be appreciated. It feels great. It helps us to feel positive towards ourselves and towards the person expressing the appreciation. It's a genuinely loving gesture to express appreciation to another, and in marriage particularly, it is a valuable relationship habit.
So why is expressing appreciation of our spouse such a powerful force for good? Well, firstly, when we express appreciation, we focus on the goodness of the other. No matter how irritated or hurt we may be with each other, we can always find something to appreciate. The simple act of appreciation can help tame in us any sense of self-pity and build positive feelings of well-being within us.
Appreciation also helps us become more resilient and more able to tolerate each other's failings. It is a practical form of that age-old wisdom of counting our blessings. Regular appreciation of each other fosters the virtue of gratitude and enables us to capitalise on the innate joyfulness in our life.
And finally, a habit of daily appreciation works a treat when it comes to helping each other learn the best ways to love one another. We all experience love uniquely. If we feel most loved by our spouse when they act in a certain way, it helps to let them know that. And we can best do that by expressing our appreciation. This tells our spouse that they are loving us well and to keep it coming.
If we are smart, we'll be watching for the signs of appreciation to learn more about what really makes the love we give hit the mark. Most of us inadvertently adopt a dumb loving behavioural habit in marriage. We criticise our spouse for undesirable actions and remain silent on the desirable ones. It leaves us in a constant state of failure and provides no pathway to success. It is far more effective and enlivening to focus on what works. After all want success in marriage.
We're Francine and Byron Parola. For more tips on relationships, visit smartloving.org.